TAW News Time is 7:04. It's 38 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Another step in the development of the Bayou Corridor will be announced today. Officials of the A&M System and international pharmaceutical manufacturer GlaxoSmithKline will provide details of an agreement to research, develop, and produce biosecurity vaccines. The work will be done at A&M Center for Innovation and Advanced Development in Manufacturing. Last summer, when the center was dedicated, System Vice Chancellor Brett Girard talked about the multiple partnerships associated with a $285 million federal grant.
Our proposal had 19 institutions that joined together as part of our consortium, including global pharmaceutical companies like GlaxoSmithKline and Lonza, who's based in Switzerland, as well as local companies. We have nonprofit institutions like the Sabin Vaccine Institute in Houston, as well as academic centers. We believe this is the starter set that is necessary to meet the requirements that the government has put forward.
GlaxoSmithKline is one of 19 partners in the A&M vaccine project. A Bryan woman no longer faces a charge of making a bomb threat at Texas State University last fall. A Hays County Assistant District Attorney told the Austin American-Statesman there was not sufficient evidence to proceed in the case against 19-year-old Brittany Henderson. An assistant federal prosecutor told the newspaper he thinks Henderson's ex-boyfriend, Darian Kelly, acted alone. Kelly is accused of accessing Henderson's email account and sending bomb threats to Texas State and A&M on consecutive days last October. Henderson's lawyer told the Statesman they plan to meet this week to discuss a possible lawsuit related to the case. Federal authorities believe a suicide on the A&M campus in January was related to blackmail demands from a Louisiana man.
The Houston Chronicle reports Daniel Duplessis is scheduled to appear in federal court today for arraignment on a charge of extorting money from an A&M professor. We're not releasing the victim's identity out of respect for family privacy. Duplessis is accused of posting nude pictures and videos of an underage female relative online. He kept a list with the names and numbers of men being extorted. According to an FBI affidavit obtained by the Chronicle, the victim confessed to his wife in mid-December he was being blackmailed. The morning of January 8th, authorities say Duplessis sent a text giving the victim 3 hours to come up with $4,000 or he'd start making calls. An hour later, the victim replied, texting Duplessis, "Killing myself now, and you'll be prosecuted for blackmail." A minute later, the professor jumped from the top of A&M's Northside parking garage. Duplessis is in custody after his indictment last week by a federal grand jury in Houston. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
College Station is receiving almost $1.5 million through two federal grants, and David Brower with Community Development says the city wants citizens' opinions on how to best spend it. Brower says the city qualified because of its population, and there's actually quite a bit of flexibility for use.
The Community Development Block Grant is a really versatile grant. You can do infrastructure with it, so you can build streets and roads, park projects, and the city has done a lot of those with these funds over the years. We fund public service agencies, and home funds need to be used for housing programs.
Brower says they've published a questionnaire to help determine community needs, and the grants should especially benefit low and moderate income areas. At WTAW.com, you can find a link to the survey page. College Station police report a recent increase in vehicle burglaries. Police Assistant Patricia Logan says thieves aren't having to work very hard since they're finding unlocked vehicles.
Just want to remind everybody this is just a crime that is normally an opportunistic in nature and that can be easily prevented. Vehicles that are left unlocked and have valuables left in plain sight normally are the ones that are targeted.
CSPD offers signs that say lock, take, and hide to business owners to remind customers to protect their valuables. And promoting organic farming in cities is the subject of proposed legislation supported by State Representative Kyle Cassell of rural College Station. Cassell says the idea is to give small producers the same property tax valuation rates as traditional farmers.
You know, when they have a small organic farm inside the city of limits, just say Austin, Texas, Look at the tax evaluation they're having to deal with.
I got you.
And, you know, as all farmers and ranchers are producing more on less, you know, that burden is tough. So it should be a great opportunity for them and keep folks have that option to have a good organic product to enjoy.
Cassell says the proposal would require urban farmers to show they have 5 years of production before that land becomes eligible for the ag evaluation rate. And motorists using Harvey Mitchell Parkway between Holloman and Luther will have additional delays today. College Station police, assisted by the Texas Department of Transportation, will close various lanes starting at 8:45 this morning to continue investigating last Saturday's crash, which killed two and injured five. The accident reconstruction will last between 4 or 5 hours. CSPD reminds all motorists that the Texas Move Over Law requires drivers nearing stopped emergency vehicles with lights activated to either slow down or change lanes. WTOW News Time is 7:10. It's 38 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Suddenlink has business solutions that can save you money. You're wasting money right now, probably, and you're slower internet than you'd like to have. Guess what? They can eliminate those expensive communications because new customers can get workplace internet and an unlimited business class phone for under $100 a month. Plus, business class phone lines are available for only $29.95 a month. It's difficult for you to be able to control costs sometimes, but not when it comes to your phone and your internet service. All it takes is a phone call to Chad Cowan or one of his staff at 595-2413. They will provide the business solutions that you need. You know, you get to keep the equipment that you've already purchased. You get to keep the phone number that you may have had for years and years, and you get to save money as well. Now you can visit Suddenlink's updated website that includes online chat support at suddenlinkbusiness.com. Call Suddenlink right now and find out about the special bundling price offers they have. You can save up to 30% versus the phone company. And again, you get crystal clear connectivity, and the high-speed internet can make you more efficient every day. So give them a call at 595-2413 and find out about business solutions from Suddenlink.
Common sense, horse sense, street smarts. No matter what you call it, it boils down to sound, practical judgment. At RV Station in Bryan, we don't have big city overhead. That simply means we sell your dream RV for thousands less than the competition. Our philosophy is simple. The best prices in the country on the country's best brands. Right now at RV Station in Bryan, it's time for your family to enjoy this 2013 Jayco J-Flight 267 bunkhouse. Sleeps eight, just $199 a month.
$19,985, 10% down plus TTNL, 5.99% for 120 months, WAC,
stock number 1671. Don't forget, RV Station has factory-certified service techs and one of the largest parts inventories in the area to keep your RV in peak condition. Get to RVStationOnline.com and choose from over 250 campers or come by and visit with us at 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan.
Take a vacation with RV Station.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 7:13. Let's check you with a forecast.
We still have an area of high pressure sitting over the state this morning. The system's going to be responsible for abundant sunshine today. It does stay cool. Highs only near 60. It's clear tonight. Cool once again, though not as cool as last night. Low of 40 overnight. Sun for tomorrow. We start to warm up. High 65 to 70. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. 50 to 55. Increasingly cloudy during the day on Thursday. Highs will be up around 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And coming up in sports,
we have a lot to talk about, including, of course, we talked about at the top of the last hour, the A&M women's basketball team. We've also got to talk about the golf team. They're doing pretty well over in South Carolina. And speaking of golf, Tiger Woods, he may or may have not re-grabbed that number one spot. So, well, a teaser. You see what I did there?
That was nice.
Yeah, I got to get you to the 750 hour. So
very edgy.
Coming. You're doing okay, but Kevin does it better.
Well, that was a horrible thing to say.
Wow. Well, signing off, folks. I'm Jordan Meserol.
Thanks. Now I got to do both. Appreciate it, Kat. Your best chance of getting something done today is now. According to a new survey by salary.com, if you have something that has to be done at work this week, try doing it this morning. Tuesday from 9 to 11 are the most productive hours of the work week. In general, Tuesday is the day when the least time gets wasted, followed by Thursday. Now, as you might expect, the last 2 hours of the week, Friday from 3 to 5, if you've got a normal business day, are the least productive. And after Friday, Monday is the least productive day because it takes people longer to gin up to speed. Mm-hmm. People waste more time as the day goes on. From 9 to 11 is the most productive time of the day. Each two-hour period of time that follows is less productive than the previous two. People also don't get much done before 9. So if you go in, I got to go in early, you're more than likely just wasting your time. That's what it says.
Well, I can see that.
Okay.
I mean, I usually, on mornings that I'm not playing with you guys here on the radio airwaves.
In your bed asleep.
No, most mornings I'll get into work between 6:30 and 7, but I use that time to catch up on personal stuff, so I avoid those downtimes where I let the little stuff derail me at 11 a.m.
Oh.
I don't know that I have anything like that other than Fridays. And Fridays is just always, and I think I see this from everybody, it's just a sprint finish to get out.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love this job. It's great. But when it's time to be done, it's time to be done.
Yeah.
And it's funny. You see just how efficient people can truly be on Fridays.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm finished. I'm gone. See y'all. You just stand there going, but it's, 3 o'clock. What do you mean you're leaving? All right. It is 7:16 now, 16 minutes after 7 o'clock. Here's another one for you. Remember we talked about showrooming, Kat, about 2 weeks ago?
Yeah. You're talking about when you're going through a store and you compare the prices with online sites on your phone?
Uh-huh. It's going to cost you $5.
Really?
Yep.
How?
Well, stores hate it when you do this. So there are two options for stores. Option one, offer prices that compete with the internet. Okay. Mm-hmm. Or charge them. A health food grocery store in Brisbane, Australia started charging a $5 fee for anyone who enters. If you buy something, the $5 fee is deducted from your bill. If you don't, they keep the money.
Huh.
They started charging the fee in February, but the news started circulating online yesterday when someone took a picture of the sign announcing the policy and posted it on Reddit.
Very interesting.
The sign on the door says, quote, "There has been a high volume of people who use this store for showrooming. From now on, $5 to get you in."
That, I actually was just talking to a local business owner. I won't say what industry or anything. About a week or two ago, and he mentioned that online sales is actually what hurts him in that exact same scenario. He said he sits there and he'll watch, especially the younger generation, walk in and get on their phones and pull up the product and then just walk right out.
But see, I don't know that I have a problem with this because if you don't want to go there, you just don't have to. Someplace that doesn't charge it.
Yeah, that's true as well. So.
Oh, yeah, what about the stores where you go in and they don't have what you want? If you just left and they charged you $5, that doesn't seem fair.
I don't know. That's.
I don't know where the workaround is on that.
Yeah. I don't know. It's interesting in both.
Well, then
both
you just
aspects.
Don't go.
Yeah, but you don't know the store doesn't have it until you're walking around going, well, don't y'all have any of these rope hooks? And they're like, I'm sorry, we don't have rope hooks. Incidentally, I've been looking for rope hooks for several months.
Robes?
I actually need about 3 sets of hooks to hang my aprons inside of the pantry.
Okay.
And then to hang robes in my room, and then to hang towels in the bathroom.
Have you gone to the Lowatorium?
Well, I've been looking in some other places. I just thought it would be with the, closet space-saving stuff, but I guess not.
Or the Walmart-a-pontorium thing.
There, some of the places you're naming do not have what I was looking for, at least not where I was looking.
Oh, wait.
Perhaps
a minute.
I was in the wrong area of the store.
As we're throwing out, well, I know that Lowe's would have it, but if we're throwing out business names, have you gone to Bed Bath & Beyond?
No.
Because I'll bet you $1,000,005 they've got a robe, end quote, hook.
Well, if I'm in there, I don't think you have $1,000,005, Kevin.
No truer words have been spoken during this radio program ever.
Called out.
7:18 now on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Rush Limbaugh coming up for us in just a shake.
I hate when it's cold outside.
And I hate it when it's hot outside.
At Malik Service, we don't care.
What?
What matters is how your family feels inside your home all year long.
Oh.
Malik services all heating and AC units and is proud to install Carrier products. And now's the time to call Malik for your spring tune-up. We'll inspect every component of your HVAC system and make sure it's running efficiently to save you money throughout the hot summer.
Call 776-2222 for a free estimate or at MalikService.com. Malik Service, making a difference. Like us on Facebook.
WC Tractor in New Holland have some great deals for you on our tractors. We have financing at 0% for 72 months. That's 0% for 72 months for qualified buyers. Or you can get cash back on the Boomer 20 to 50 horsepower compact tractors, as well as the Workmaster 45 to 75 horsepower utility tractors. This offer also includes the industry-leading New Holland PowerStar T475 ropes and cab tractors. Stop by WC Tractor in Brenham, Bryan, Navasota, or Sealy to see for yourself.
This time of year means working on the lawn, enjoying the boat, or riding a motorcycle. But you can't start your fun if you can't start your engine. At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we can test your batteries to make sure they're ready to spring into action. And if you need a battery, our huge selection and helpful advice makes it easy for you to start the season right. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman and save $10 on select lawn and garden batteries. Now through May 31st after rebate. Batteries Plus. Get what you need.
Don't spend another spring or summer family vacation with discontent kids in the car for hours on end. This year, bring vacation to your own backyard with Lion Home Products. Lion Home Products will create your own permanent vacation spot without all the hassle. Lion Home Products has everything you need to create the perfect outdoor kitchen and barbecue setting, offering custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Visit lionhomeproducts.com. That's L-Y-N-E, homeproducts.com, or call 229-9051 today.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel!
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Quick check of your forecast brought to us by Brazos Bounty. When someone moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird at BrazosBounty.com. Sunny skies today, going to be 60 for your high. Looking at the 5 to 15 mile per hour winds, which is ever so much better even than it was yesterday. Tonight, we're going to drop off to 36. It's going to be chilly and dark. Tomorrow looks like a great day. Actually, tomorrow and into Thursday even, we're looking at highs in the lower 70s, 71, 72. Light winds and beautiful temperatures. Right now, a little chilly for you, though. It's 35. And Rush Limbaugh coming up next on WTAW. It's 722.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Bayinski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
My husband and I, we don't always agree on decorating decisions, but I gotta give him credit. He made a huge improvement upstairs in the attic. That fresh layer of insulation he put down saved us $240 last year on our heating and cooling. Enough for a dinette set. We're saving just by adding insulation. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
A latest outrage, according to the New York Times, is that about 300 immigrants are being held in solitary confinement every day in holding centers run by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. These are illegal immigrants we're talking about, something the Times forgot to mention. America has come under sharp international criticism because illegal immigrants are being held on civil charges, not criminal, so they shouldn't be in solitary at all. To make the outrage complete, there's some sob stories. An illegal immigrant from Yemen was put in solitary for not following instructions to go to the meal area and for refusing meals. Poor guy was a devout Muslim, fasting for Ramadan. Another illegal, a gay guy from Mexico, was held in solitary for his own protection. So you see, the bigots and homophobes are running things at ICE. Dr. Terry Cooper's a shrink who studies solitary confinement at a Berkeley, California graduate school, accuses ICE of excessive force by using solitary confinement, because these are civil detentions, and he calls this a civil rights abuse. The New York Times admits detained illegals are put in solitary in less than 1% of all cases, but America is nevertheless guilty. Those who broke our laws are, of course, innocent. Just another reason liberals are demanding total amnesty for the poor, helpless, innocent illegal immigrants. In an instant, it's gone. And that's the sensation you feel when your computer crashes or is stolen and there's no backup to rely on or retrieve. So protect your data today with iDrive.com before it's too late. You use multiple computers. You have a smartphone or two in your home. How do you easily protect the data on these computers and devices? You do it by using iDrive.com. That's who provides our online offsite backup here at the EIB network, iDrive.com. It is the only universal online backup service that allows you to easily and securely back up an unlimited number of devices to a single account with no individual per-computer charges. iDrive.com offers free 5-gigabyte accounts, and when you use my name, you'll get 20% off when you sign up for higher storage plans. Now, we looked for the best company in the data backup business, and we found it, folks, iDrive.com.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
Hey, Aggieland, have you ever had a cowboy tell you, "Pardon my dust"? I didn't think so. Well, Sterling Auto Group is under construction, and to make room, we're offering the lowest prices on every new vehicle in stock. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead, make your deal.
Sterling Auto Group is currently undergoing renovations, and to make room, all inventory must go, regardless of profit. Plus, Sterling Auto Group will terminate the lease or loan on your old gas guzzler, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, regardless of make, miles, and condition, so you can drive home a new Buick, GMC, or Cadillac for less. Get $10,000 off any select new 2013 GMC Sierra truck in stock, and get 2 years, 24,000 miles scheduled maintenance. Plus, get 0% APR for 72 months, or $5,000 cash back on select models. Nobody delivers more for less than Sterling Auto Group. Sterling Auto Group, 205 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. Plus TTL and fees with approved credit, 0 APR, 1389 per thousand finance. Trade balance carried to new loan. All incentives to dealer.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, March 23rd, it's pond weed management. Managing aquatic vegetation is important to fishing and fish populations, but it must be done right. We'll teach you all about it this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
There are thousands of hospitals, but only the very best make it to the top. And that is why, for the second year in a row, St. Joseph has been placed among America's 100 best hospitals for spine, joint replacement, and orthopedic surgeries, ranking them in the top 5% in the nation by Health Grades for 2013. Recognized, awarded, passionate about great health care. And that is the St. Joseph difference.
Investigating last Saturday's crash, which killed 2 and injured 5. I'm Kat McMullen. That's your Candy 95. WTAW News time is 7:28. It's 38 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph difference. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. This morning, College Station police will return to the scene of last Saturday's crash that killed two and injured five. An accident reconstruction will take place on Harvey Mitchell between Holloman and Luther starting at 8:45. CSPD reminds drivers to slow down or pull over through the area and to expect longer delays than usual. The Texas Department of Transportation will be assisting police in the reconstruction, which will last until around 3. Last summer, the A&M system dedicated the first of several buildings associated with the production of vaccines and other pharmaceutical products as part of a $285 million federal grant. Today in Austin, details will be released of an agreement with drug manufacturer GlaxoSmithKline. System Vice Chancellor Brett Girard talked about the public-private partnership during last summer's dedication.
Let's put it this way. The government and Texas A&M are really in a partnership. We both need each other to solve the problems, and this is a problem-solving endeavor. These are not minimal problems. These are big, important problems for the country, and we are going to bring everybody to the table that we can to solve the problems and protect public health.
GlaxoSmithKline is among 19 partners at A&M Center for Innovation and Advanced Development and Manufacturing. That's where biosecurity vaccines will be researched, developed, and produced. A Louisiana man is scheduled to appear today in federal court on an extortion charge related to a suicide on the A&M campus.
The morning of January 8th, a professor jumped from the top of A&M's Northside parking garage. We're not releasing the victim's identity out of respect for family privacy. An FBI affidavit obtained by the Houston Chronicle shows university police finding text messages and emails between the accused, Daniel Duplessis, and the victim. Investigators say Duplessis blackmailed men who went to his website to see nude photos and videos of an underage female relative. Duplessis, who wanted $5,000, received prepaid credit cards for $1,000. The suicide took place an hour after Duplessis sent a text message, giving the victim 3 hours to come up with the remainder of the money. Duplessis in custody after being indicted by a federal grand jury in Houston last week. The FBI affidavit also stated the victim confessed to his wife about the circumstances under which he was being blackmailed in mid-December, or about 3 weeks before his death. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A former Texas State University student from Bryan no longer faces a charge of sending a bomb threat to the San Marcos school. The Austin American-Statesman reported 19-year-old Brittany Henderson spent more than a month in jail after a federal criminal complaint accused her ex-boyfriend of using her email account to send threats to Texas State and A&M on consecutive days last October. Henderson's lawyer says they plan to meet this week to discuss whether to pursue a lawsuit over her arrest. A Hayes County assistant district attorney said they could not prove the case beyond a reasonable doubt. The ex-boyfriend, Darian Kelly, faces up to 10 years in federal prison. The pace of business at the Texas legislature doesn't appear to be letting up.
It's kind of unusual, they tell me around here, but I'm glad that we're, you know, got our nose down and we're working hard.
State Representative Kyle Cassell of Rural College Station says this week's schedule includes possible action on future water projects.
Chairman Ritter's got HB4 coming to us, and you know that talks about SWIFT, or that revolving fund for the state water projects. I think we've alluded to that over the last few weeks,
right,
and some
right.
of the projects in our area. Okay. But you know, I was a co-author on that bill, and I'm looking forward to advancing those water projects.
Also in the near future, the Texas House Environmental Regulations Committee, of which Cassell is a member, will take up the future of the troubled state agency that provides hurricane insurance coverage to homeowners along the Gulf Coast. How would you spend $1.3 million of federal grants to improve College Station? David Brower with Community Development says he values public input, but also wants to make sure that citizens understand how the grants work.
I think people are sort of misinformed that these programs are giveaway programs, or that these programs don't require any responsibility on the part of the people taking advantage of the programs. In reality, all of our programs, except for an emergency repair program that's capped at $5,000, all of our other programs are loan programs, so it's people qualifying for a loan.
Brower says recipients must meet credit requirements, and they partner with the city to improve or purchase a home. There's a link to the city's grant information page on our website at WTAW.com. And finally, a recent increase in vehicle burglaries has College Station police reminding motorists to protect their valuables. Police Assistant Patricia Logan says they offer signage for business owners to display in parking lots.
We have signs around the city that say log, take, and hide. You may have seen these.
These signs serve as a reminder to the citizens to lock your car, take your keys, and hide your belongings.
Logan says most thieves hit unlocked vehicles. WTAW News time is 7:34. It's 38 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Celebrate Easter Sunday with Buppy's Restaurant. Buppy's will be open Easter Day for their delicious Easter brunch menu. Their Easter extended hours are from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Enjoy all-you-can-eat brunch favorites, made-to-order omelets, tacos, waffles, and pancakes. A prime rib and ham carving station, plus an awesome pasta station. Leave the stress of Easter cooking to us. Don't miss Buppy's Brunch Buffet. Open Easter Sunday until 3 and every Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Buppy's, 506 Sulphur Springs in Bryan. At Buppy's, we feed people.
Termite season is here, so protect your home immediately. Termites look just like flying ants, so people usually don't even know that their house is being destroyed from the inside out. So if you have mysterious bugs flying around your house, call EcoZap Pest Control today. EcoZap is the only company in BCS with Blazer, the termite detection dog. Plus, EcoZap will beat the other guys by 20%. So call EcoZap Pest Control for 20% off any termite or pest treatment. Call 3147-RUF. That's 3147-RUF.
Children learn to read on the laps of their parents. Did you know nearly two-thirds of low-income families have no children's books at home? So here's how you can help. Become a part of the Half Price Books Half Pint Library program today. Bring a new or gently used children's book to any half-price books between now and March 31st. Drop it off in the Half Pint Library donation box. It's that simple. At the end of the drive, Half Price Books will match your donations and distribute to local organizations for kids in need. Help us share the love of reading with young children and their families. Remember, one good book can help inspire a lifelong reader. And only with your contributions can a Half Pint Library become a reality. To learn more about the Half Price Books Half Pint Library program or to find a store near you, visit hpb.com. The Half Pint Library Book Drive. It's kids' books from the community for the community.
When it's time to choose a pediatrician, wouldn't it be great if you could find a place where all the physicians are board certified by the American Academy of Pediatrics, or a practice that's been voted best of the Brazos Valley, or maybe a practice with three Texas Monthly Superdoctors on staff? At University Pediatric Association, you'll find all that and more. For 35 years, UPA has cared for generations of Brazos Valley families, and we're ready to help take care of yours. To learn more, click on upadocs.com or follow us on Facebook. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
It's a great time to live in the Brazos Valley. Hi, this is Vicki Flinnikin, manager of the newly remodeled Macy's in Post Oak Mall. Even though we are only one of the over 800 Macy's stores nationwide, shopping at our local store does make a difference. The tax money we collect stays here, and that helps us build our workforce, whether it's full or part-time, students, or year-round residents. It means jobs. To make the most impact with your shopping dollars, Macy's and Bryan Broadcasting remind you to shop local. It's where the jobs are.
News Talk 1620 WTAW 737. Let's check you with the forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof, the world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofpros.com.
High pressure remains over the state of Texas this morning. Some more sunshine today, but it does stay cool. Temperatures close to 60 later this afternoon. Clear tonight with a low falling back to around 40. Tomorrow we do start to warm up. The high pressure system will shift off to our east. Lots of sunshine tomorrow, 65 to 70. During Thursday, clouds will be on the increase and highs will be close to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And coming up in sports in just about 15 minutes or so, we're going to talk about the Aggies' loss at home last night in the NCAA tournament. We're going to talk about baseball. We have a freshman pitcher that got the SEC Honors of the Week. We're also going to talk a little football and talk some Miami Heat. That's all coming up in about 15 minutes.
So everybody's got a cell phone. Kat is a little more adverse. She just got rid of her diesel-powered cell phone. Are you an apps guy, Jordan?
Yes, I am an apps.
Here are some really cool apps that hopefully you don't need, but if you do, they'll help you out. Everybody's got email on their phone now, Facebook. Some of us have Angry Birds. some of us do.
Yeah, yeah.
So, some of us are in the top 10 in the country in Angry Birds. Not that I'm bragging.
A few people on this morning show, or at least one person, deserves. I don't know. I saw some Angry Bird dog chew toys. I almost bought one, but I decided not to.
Well, what they've got now, technology is being developed in Switzerland for a small implant that would monitor the compounds in your blood in real time. If the implant notices something's not right with your blood, say cholesterol, protein, or your sugar levels, like for someone that's diabetic, it could notify your smartphone. Your doctor could also receive a message from your phone about the trouble that they're having with the monitors in your body, telling you that there's a problem.
Huh. What if the implant's causing the problem? I mean, I'm just saying.
Get your tinfoil hat, Kat. But the thought on this, especially with diabetics, is you wouldn't have to prick your finger anymore.
Right.
So they would just, it would be.
You just have to get an implant planted into your body.
I'm guessing if I got to jab my finger 6 or 7 times a day, the thought of a small implant that could read my blood would be a consideration.
I mean, I guess it couldn't be any worse than like a pacemaker or something.
That's kind of what my thought. That's my thinking on it anyway.
Would you have to take drugs to keep your body from rejecting it?
That I don't know. I would guess probably, but I don't know. Do they have to for pacemakers?
I think initially, I'm going to just speak out of, I stayed at a Holiday Inn last night, so I, but I think initially right after the surgery for a few months I do, but then once they realize that, you know, the body's accepting it, then you don't have to do
okay.
it as much.
My guess would probably be the same with that then. Well, in that same vein with cell phones, yes, exactly. Thank you. They also have one now that this guy's working on, and it's called an AIRS app, which will have sensors built into your mobile device, and it will record like 60 things, noise, track calls, text messages, and light levels, conditions, where you're at. The goal is to assess the stress and strain that you're under. It isn't available yet, but it'll take all those environmentals and give you the probability that you may have a problem down the road.
So it just tells you you're going to have a problem. It's just going to make you more stressed out. Right. Instead of telling you how do you fix it or get out of whatever job it is, you have all that noise and everything.
Now, in the vein of trouble, from yesterday, we got to play in the Twin City Missions Golf Tournament. Uh-huh. Our team, the WTAW team, finished first in the third flight.
Congratulations!
So we have another trophy for the trophy case, which in itself is extraordinarily cool. But it was under extenuating, excruciating circumstances.
Now, who all was playing? Was it you and
Dusty? It was me and Dusty and Andrew, our engineer.
Solid team.
Yeah, Andrew can play some golf, just so you know.
Yeah, yeah.
No, all those Hickses can play golf.
But that being said, as I'm coming up one of the fairways, I hear this large, loud thud. And I thought I'd run over something in the golf cart. Mm-hmm. Which happens on occasion if you have ever played golf or been in a golf cart. You hit
like
something.
A gopher? Or what,
well, no, it'll throw a stick up under the cart and it makes a loud thump.
Okay.
Until I heard the thump right behind my right ear. And then I just froze, stopped the golf cart, and looked up. And there's a guy on the tee box shrugging his shoulders. As I'm looking up to see the guy on the tee box shrugging his shoulders, I notice a hole in the plexiglass windshield the size of your fist.
Kevin.
I was about a foot from having reconstructive surgery and looking like Jennifer Grey.
There's no way I would have filled. I could have run the show. You need to take care of yourself.
It was astonishing. I have played golf for the better part of 20 years, and I've seen golf carts get hit before. I have never seen one punch a hole in the plexiglass windshield.
Wow.
It was staggering.
Intense.
Did you go back and have words with that guy?
He was very apologetic. Everybody, it became a running joke, and thankfully it did. Because, I mean, obviously the guy didn't mean to do that. And
sure,
when you're playing in scramble golf tournaments, none of us are any good.
No, yeah.
Oh,
except,
man.
Except
well,
for Andrew.
To get rid of the dead dog I bought to put in a box and send to him.
But
shucks.
It was just remarkable. So I've got one of the pieces from my windshield that left the dimple impression from the golf ball.
Wow.
So now I have a ball marker that has a ball mark.
Huh. Cool.
There's a golfer right now that gets that. Right now, everybody else does it. But if you play golf, you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It is, what are we looking at? 7:43 now, and coming up in just a minute, we'll focus on the family. We'll also get to your headlines here, too, and it's all at WTAW.
Mom, I'm bored. alert.
Brazos Family Magazine's upcoming issue features over 100 activities to keep your kids busy this summer and keep you happy. You'll get to know the latest about birthday party trends and gifts, read about local summer camps and activities, and get the scoop about local places where kids eat free or almost free. To reach active parents and families, find out more about advertising in Brazos Family Magazine. Call Sam Jones, 695-9595, or email Sam at BryanBroadcasting.com.
Termite season is here, so protect your home immediately. Termites look just like flying ants, so people usually don't even know that their house is being destroyed from the inside out. So if you have mysterious bugs flying around your house, call EcoZap Pest Control today. EcoZap is the only company in BCS with Blazer, the termite detection dog. Plus, EcoZap will beat the other guys by 20%. So call EcoZap Pest Control for 20% off any termite or pest treatment. Call 3147-RUF. That's 3147-RUF.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia, who's actually taking some time off. Here's one from the Wacky But True file. A London suburb is so broke. What are they doing? How broke are they?
How broke are
Thank
they,
you.
Kevin?
The town of London, bro, and Tower Hamlets, plans to auction off the draped, seated woman to pay off some bills. The statue is loved by locals, but officials think that they may be able to get as much as $30 million.
Wow. Better be a good statue.
$30 million for that little hamlet by selling stuff off. I wonder how much stuff in the U.S. government they could do that with. I can think of some people.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I'm sorry, was that out loud?
Yes, it was.
My internal dialogue's external. Again, I hate that.
That's okay.
Easter is almost. We're almost to Easter. According to a new survey, people who make peeps, 65% of people eat them by
Easter,
decapitating them first.
Oh, I thought okay. You meant the date by which they were consumed.
They eat them head first.
Well, that way the animal's not in pain. Speaking of animals, did you know that more baby animals are born this time of year because of the high air pressure? Oh, no, don't even go there. What a rascal.
It had to be done.
No, it didn't.
Let me see. 13% eat them tail first. 16% take small bites all over the body. Some of this sounds a little odd. I don't know why they would do the survey.
Right.
How many people explode them in the microwave?
I beg your pardon?
You know, have a peep war, put them in a microwave, stick a toothpick, and so then face them where they attack each other. And then you heat them up, and they kind of like Jabba the Hutt, and whoever is left standing is the winner. But really, they're both losers because they're both exploded in the microwave.
Not really a lot to do where you lived in Navasota, was that?
I was going to say, I've done some fun things in my days, but I don't think I've ever had a peep war.
Oh, y'all are just disappointing. You're missing out on some of the rich experiences.
I've heard that from so many women, Kat. You just don't even... Survey also found that about half the people will only eat one or two peeps for Easter. You guys a peep fan?
I never really got on the peep train.
Me either.
Sweet. They're better when they're cooked.
In the microwave?
In the microwave?
Yeah. After they've had a battle?
Yeah, they don't taste so, like, grainy.
Okay. 8% will eat between 6 and 10. And finally, they ask people the odd question, which came first, the chicken or the egg?
Ooh.
72% with the chicken.
Huh.
Which is wrong, because according to this, science has proven it, coming from Popular Science Magazine.
Oh, good grief.
That's what it says.
How can science have proven it? What, some egg appeared out of the primordial slime? I don't think so, buddy.
It's science.
Yeah, don't mess with science, Kat. Come on. It is 7:47. We'll get to Focus on the Family and then your sports in just a minute.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Child's Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Child's Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Child's Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Right now, BMW is having its first ever BMW certified pre-owned sales event. And with exceptional offers through BMW Financial Services, you can get a BMW that looks and performs so new, it's hard to tell that it's pre-owned. So hurry into the first ever BMW certified pre-owned sales event and take your first on-ramp in your new BMW today. Newer certified pre-owned, we only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
What kind of discipline do your kids respond to best? Well, you're not sure? I think it's worth your time to find out, because one size doesn't fit all. Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. I recall the time I was upstairs while my boys were playing downstairs, and at one point, I heard Trent slam the bathroom door to hide from his younger brother. Then I heard a banging sound and realized Troy was kicking the door to get his brother to come out. It sounded like the whole house was coming down, so I shouted at them to knock it off. The kicking immediately stopped, and I made my way downstairs to have a talk with them. When I saw Troy, I could see the tears in his eyes. "What's wrong?" I asked. He answered, "You've never yelled at me like that before. It scared me." He was right. Yelling is never helpful or appropriate, and fortunately, it's rare for me to do it. But the truth of the matter is that Troy is gentle, sensitive, and quick to heed correction. So in his case, a calm and simple directive was all that was needed. For my older boy, Trent, well, not so much. It's probably not too different from your own kids, and that's why it's best to correct children in a manner that best matches their individual temperament. Some children react to the slightest glare. Others need more focused and careful communication. What works for one child may not work for another. One size does not fit all. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
I need to archive emails to comply with business regulations.
Do you have an IT guy to help search through thousands of PST files?
No.
Got time to install a complicated product or create detailed reports?
No.
You okay paying storage fees to save duplicate emails and images?
No.
Offshore automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Message Archiver lets you store and find emails fast to avoid compliance and litigation penalties. Easy setup and single instance storage will save you time and money. And if you need help, you'll talk to a live human. Try the Barracuda Message Archiver free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Focus on the Family, brought to you by Child's Dermatology. It's 7:51. Let's check your sports.
And good morning, I should say, sports fans. I'm Jordan Meserle. It's 7:51 and a time for Look at Your Sports here on 1620 WTAW. There were high hopes for the Texas A&M women's basketball team, but the Nebraska Cornhuskers had a different plan for the Aggies last night at Reed Arena. Cornhuskers' Lindsey Moore scored 20 points and added another 10 assists in helping upend the third-ranked Aggies 74-63.
Sorry we were a little short tonight on how we played the game. I know we can do better, but I'm not sure if Nebraska can play any better than they did. They were magnificent. When you look at the stats and knowing they shot 45%, 8 out of 19 from the 3, 14 out of 15 from that, and out-rebound us by 12, and really only had 4 turnovers until the very end, it's hard to beat a team that was playing that well. Our crowd kept trying to get us back in it.
That's A&M's head coach Gary Blair after the game. Nebraska had as much as a 16-point lead at one point during the game, but a late push by A&M, including a 13-4 run, pulled the Aggies back within 7 points about midway through the second half. But some turnovers and strong play from Moore and Jordan Hooper of Nebraska later in that half allowed the Cornhuskers to put A&M in the rearview mirror and grab the win.
You know, every time we kind of mustered up a run and got the crowd into it, they hit a big shot. But that's what they're supposed to do. I mean, they're an experienced team. Their two best players are upperclassmen, so they made the stops that they needed to do. They made the stops. They made the shots. And, you know, every time we got a little life, they did a really good job of just hitting the big shot, not hanging their heads and continuing to play.
That's A&M's Kelsey Bone. It was A&M's first home loss in the NCAA tournament play. It's about halfway point for spring practices for the A&M football team, and head coach Kevin Sumlin likes the improvements he's seeing, especially from some of the defensive players.
There's a certain tempo and a speed you have to play with, and we actually made some strides from an effort standpoint, particularly defensively, from the first week of practice. So there were some good things. I think, you know, what we need to do is continue that effort and then and look for some consistency.
They had practice number 7 yesterday and only have 8 practices left, including the one today. The Texas A&M men's golf team is faring well after the first 2 rounds of the Bulls Bay Intercollegiate Tournament in South Carolina. The Aggies currently sit in 6th place, led by senior Cameron Peck, who shot an even par 72 to grab 6th place in the individual standings. LSU is atop the leaderboard, with the 3rd round resuming later today. If you're looking for some action on the diamond tonight, you can catch 2 A&M teams. After grabbing their first SEC series win over the weekend, the Texas A&M baseball team will be back at Olsen Field at Bluebell Park tonight for a 1-game matchup against UT Arlington. The Aggies are pretty hot right now, too. They've won 7 of their last 8. And have won their last 8 in a row at home. Rafael Pineda is expected to be on the mound for the Aggies, while UT Arlington will send Keegan Hukel out to pitch. The game will be broadcast right here on 1620 WTAW, and first pitch set for 6:35. And the 4th-ranked Texas A&M softball team will be back home as well tonight. The Aggies are set to take on Texas State at 6:30 p.m. and are trying to bounce back from a series sweep by Tennessee over the weekend. Speaking of baseball, pitcher Matt Kent was named the SEC Freshman of the Week after his performance against Ole Miss over the weekend, in which he went 5 scoreless innings and struck out 3. Congratulations to Matt. And in national sports news, Tiger Woods shot 13 under par at the Arnold Palmer Invitational to not only grab the tournament trophy, but also to reclaim the number one golfer spot in the world with that win. This is the first time he's held the number one spot since 2010. And the Orlando Magic gave it their best shot, but they couldn't stop LeBron James and the Miami Heat, who rolled to a 108-94 victory last night. It's the Heat's 27th consecutive victory, and they are now just 6 games away from the NBA record for most consecutive wins in a season. And that's your sports, brought to you by Prince Irrigation, the premier Central Texas irrigation contractor. Visit PrinceIrrigation.com. I'm Jordan Meserol here on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Thank you, Jordan. It was a great game last night. I could make it through the first half. Unfortunately, at some point you have to go home and go to bed
because
the show starts so early. But the Aggies were really doing well in the first and up a pretty good chunk of points. And, man, Nebraska just wouldn't miss.
They wouldn't give up either. Yeah, no. That's Lindsey Moore was – it's just every time they dumped the ball down to her, she was hitting the board pretty easy. But, yeah, I forget their shooting percentage. Coach Blair talked about it, but it was something ridiculous.
Oh, it was outlandish.
Yeah, especially in the second half. But, it's one of those nights where they were shooting way better than the Aggies were.
Punching above their weight.
Yeah.
For certain. 7:56 now at WTAW.
This is the Bible Minute, brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ, located on Highway 30 in College Station. Have you ever studied the lists or catalogs of sins within the Bible? There are a number of such lists. Romans chapter 1, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, Galatians chapter 5. The point is this. You need to study these lists and the terms found therein. It is critically important. In fact, after listing 17 specific sins, Galatians 5:21 concludes that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Yes, studying and understanding such lists does matter. Come study with us today. The Bible Minute is brought to you as a work of the BCS Church of Christ. Learn more about the BCS Church of Christ, located on Highway 30 in College Station, Texas, at our website, www.bcschurchofchrist.com. That is, bcschurchofchrist.com. Thanks for listening to the Bible Minute.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Being retired doesn't mean you're tired of being active, so now is a good time to contact Homestead Senior Care. We're currently looking for 30 good caregivers, giving you the perfect opportunity to make a difference in someone else's life. For more information, click on homestead.com/BCS.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, it's 7:58. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia. Sunny skies today, we're looking at 60 for your high, 36 for the overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny skies again, a little warmer yet to 71, and then we're back up to 71, 72. It looks like that, at least for the better part of the week, which is great news. And the forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof, the world's best roof. Call 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com. Check your headlines here in just a little bit, but before we do, I don't know if you saw this online. We've got a ton of stuff that had happened here in terms of a billboard about 8 years ago where it was, you know, like some woman had bought a billboard and says, I know what you did, and it turned out to be a marketing ploy.
Really?
Well, it was all over the internet yesterday, the billboard of the cheating wife, lying husband, and then it popped up online. Well, it was the exact same thing. This time it was in Greensboro, North Carolina. And we actually, here in town, talked to the folks that ran the billboard, and they said that it was a marketing ploy, whereas this is actually, you know, the same thing. 'Cause what the-